We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. We come now to chapter 4, and our passage is verses 12 to 25. Matthew chapter 4, 12 to 25. Now we're just beginning Jesus' public ministry. If you remember, he was baptized by John the Baptist in our place. He then was tempted by the devil, triumphing by means of the Word of God. And now we're told of his public ministry in the region of Galilee. Three things I want to point out here. The first is that Matthew's gospel, like the whole New Testament, but particularly Matthew, is going to emphasize the specific ways in which Jesus' life and ministry, his death and resurrection, fulfill Old Testament prophecies. And it's rather impressive that God can have recorded by obscure prophets, people like Micah and Jeremiah and Isaiah. This is Isaiah here. Specific places he will go, things he will say, things that will happen, and yet they happen hundreds of years later. That's not coincidence. It shows us that the Bible is true, that it was God who spoke to those prophets. He was watching over his word. Jesus is the Messiah. Now here, this is the point of Jesus coming to the land of darkness, Galilee of the Gentiles. It does remind us, by the way, that the Galilee where Jesus was raised was a multicultural community. It was largely Greek-speaking. It was largely Gentile and pagan. And there he would minister and he would gather people by the preaching of his word, a fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 9. And then at the end of the passage, we see him. He's teaching in the synagogues, the gospel of the kingdom. He's calling people. By the way, look at Jesus' gospel message in verse 17. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We need to turn to God, from sin to God, to receive his forgiveness and walk in his ways. That's the gospel Jesus preached, and he backed it up with miracles. Now, I'm sure I'll comment on this when we get to the Sermon on the Mount in the next passage, but Matthew has a strong Moses-Jesus parallel going on because he sees that so much of the model of salvation in the gospel of Matthew is the Exodus model. And Jesus is gathering the people of God to take them out of the world of sin. This is the Bible's teaching. Just as Moses went to Egypt and through his word, but through the mighty works that God did, he broke the power of Pharaoh. Here, Jesus is healing those who were diseased and paralyzed and with epileptics and possessed by demons. He's exerting the power of God. He breaks the power of reigning sin. He sets the people free, and he gathers them to himself. And the next chapter is going to show him taking them to the mount. It's meant to be a Mount Sinai parallel, and he's going to teach the rule of the kingdom of his grace in the Sermon on the Mount. He's not just a new Moses, he's the true Moses. He's the true Redeemer. This is the people of God. God had always intended. Now, the middle portion of the passage shows him calling individual people. We have two episodes, both a pair of fishermen, who he comes to them. First it's Peter and his brother Andrew, then it's James and John, the sons of Zebedee, the sons of thunder. And the fact that he chose fishermen is because he's making a point. There's a lot going on, but he tells them, I will make you fishers of men. And we see in this passage that discipleship with Jesus and evangelism are two sides of the same coin. We're called to serve him by proclaiming the gospel and witnessing to people. But the emphasis is on their discipleship in terms of leaving behind the former life and following him. In both cases, verse 20 and 22, immediately they left their nets and they followed him. Immediately left their boat and their father and they followed him. And the point is that to follow Jesus, we must bear the cross. What does Jesus say? Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. My friends, we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. The call he gave to them has been given to us. We're to leave behind sin. We're to leave behind the aspirations of the world. We're to follow him. And yes, he says to us now, I will make you fishers of men. Well, let's give ear to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning with Matthew 4, verse 12. Now, when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. For those dwelling in the region in the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.